Yo, what's up? It's your girl, DJ Narc. What's going on? So, I tried to do this pod yesterday. Sitting in the sunshine, sitting out in the living room. And I couldn't do it. And so here we are, toxic style, 20% on the phone, in the bathroom. I grew up in a pretty small apartment, and the bathroom was really my only refuge. Yesterday, I had sunshine and a big table and a big room and a healthy glass of water in front of me. Today, we're in the bathroom, and we're going to smoke a fucking cigarette, and I'm going to drink this raspberry rhubarb situation. So if you smoke, if you guys smoke it, if you need to go get something to drink. Drink something, please. I've been walking around in a terrible mood for a few days. You know, one day I said, I think I'm hangry. The other day I said, you know, I think I got a bad feeling. I don't think I should travel this weekend. I'm supposed to be in London this weekend. Then for a while, I thought it was just me getting my pelvic floor together and working out twice a day, and maybe it was just taking too much of a toll on my body. But then today, I realized what it was. Ha ha ha. Do you know anything? Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man! Do you know anything about Sabra and Chintila? It was a refugee camp full of Palestinians. And the massacre that happened there was without guns. Because they didn't want anyone to hear the gunshots and run away. So they went house to house. And they slit everybody's throats. They filled the camp with blood. They killed everybody. They killed everybody. They killed everybody. Simply for existing. If you were wondering why I was being quiet, I mean, you'd expect, right? You'd expect me to be, like, right up there. Same. But that's the thing. First of all, I'm not predictable at all. People think I'm predictable. I'm not. The only thing predictable about me is that I'm unpredictable. I just don't like, I just can't talk until I understand something. And I've been having a really hard time understanding. Because those people have been trapped in that prison for like 15, 16 years. It's been a long time. Why would people trapped in a penitentiary? How could the people trapped in the penitentiary get out and go out into the city and just start shooting people? Of course, they must know that they're going to come back and they're going to kill everybody in the prison, right? Don't they know that? You don't. So there has been a bombing offensive. There's been airstrikes, and they've turned certain places into just sand. But then, you know, even then I was like, okay, you know, because I lived through this already. This happened when I was pregnant. And then it happened in 2014. It's, you know. And then, you know, recently, remember when they bombed the Associated Press? But, like, this has happened before. So, I've been trying not to stoke the fire, you know? I like to take my time with stuff. I don't know. People think, you know, Geminis were real fast with everything. I don't know. I've never dated anyone, like, not really, that I didn't know for a really long time. Except my first husband. But I felt like I'd known him forever. Gotta start somewhere. So I've just been waiting, you know, watching. Actually, no, trying not to watch. Because I watched real hard back then. Both times. I watched real hard. I was jumping out of my skin all the time. I was terrified. I was upset. And nothing happened. You know, nobody did anything. Nobody said, hey, you can't fucking shoot fish in a barrel. Hey, stop it. Nobody said anything. Both times. Nobody said any fucking thing. So I've learned, unfortunately, to embrace cynicism a little bit and not look, because nothing's going to change. And I was willing to sit on that. And just, you know, I can be real stubborn like my father about certain things. Like, there's only so much that I can invest in something before I realize, like, this is not gonna work. You know? Oh, good. Oh, good. So, someone that I really needed to get back to me just got back to me about something important that was driving me fucking crazy. You know when something's driving you crazy and you're texting, like, three people? Like, you actually start triangulating people because you're like, I'm going to get to the fucking bottom of this. Because if I think what I think is going on is going on, I'm going to fucking take some heads. Like, I was in that mood. So I just got the text that I needed to get for me to for me to not lose my fucking mind. All right. So sorry. Apologies. So I was willing to sit on it. I was willing to just be like, okay, you know, this is happening again. And these fucking people who just sent all this fucking money and all this to Ukraine, they're not going to say a fucking word. It's going to happen again. Because if Russia was doing this, oh boy, the whole world would be at war, no? But we all just get to sit and fucking eat our popcorn and watch someone just fucking brutalize a bunch of people stuck in a fucking prison. It's so disgusting, bro. It's so disgusting. But okay. You know, are you not entertained? I've been wondering why the fuck, yo, whenever I start watching a movie on repeat, listen, you should ask about me. Y'all are like, we've been asking about you. We've been asking for this pod for months. I've been working on these fuckers for 3 months. 3 months. I finally figure out how to get these motherfuckers to play Wheel of Fortune with me so I could find out who their suppliers is. And you two fucking cowboys show up. Nice tattoo, Deets. Yeah, you like that, Pappas? Fuck you. Sorry, that's from Point Break. There's at least one person out there who absolutely fucking loves that I know all of Point Break by heart. Okay. See, I'm devoted. I'll be devoted. Okay. So I've been waiting, you know. The carnage will stop. It always does. will all be like, oh my God, can't believe this happened. The West will ignore it. Keep letting that very, very dangerous ideology grow. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, you know, I've seen the settlements. How old do I feel? In front of my eyes, I've seen these settlements grow. How much? I've seen settler violence, which is what this is really about. I've seen settler violence escalate to levels that are unthinkable. I've seen videos of settlers throwing parties where they're singing songs about stabbing Palestinian children and putting them on spikes and touting their bodies around. These settler violence stories go back a decade and they are not made up for views. Okay? So I just figured it was another push. You escalate. You know, you push and then you escalate. You push and then you escalate. This has worked. It's worked very well. Just look at the maps. But here we are now. And aside from the insane airstrikes, which, okay. Now they've said that they're going to send in a ground offensive. Now you say ground offensive to me, and I'm right back at Sabra and Shentila. I'm there. I'm at those massacres. I'm at those refugee camps where you didn't use guns and you used knives because you wanted people to die. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to sweep that place because they want it. Because they want it, because it's good fucking real estate. You think they're okay with all that beachfront real estate in the hands of people they think and call out of their own mouths animals? Yo, I'll tell you like this. New York City, we complain about the West Side Highway all the time. Why the fuck they put the highway all the way by the water? They could have made apartments here. That's a highway. We need that highway. We love that highway. We use it every fucking day. Can you imagine if there were a group of people living there instead of the West Side Highway and we fucking hated those people? We thought they were less than people. We thought they were less than human. We hated everything about them. We're taught from the age of like 3 or 4 in the kibbutz, in the schools, everywhere, that they're subhuman. They're animals. That we have every right to kill however many of them as we want. Can you imagine? This is standardized education. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not content made up for TikTok to pull at your heartstrings. This is shit you can go back and look it up. And that's why you fucking love me. Because in those moments when people say shit like that, they don't say it. And they keep going over the other points. And the person sitting next to you who's kind of skeptical about what I'm saying is like, oh, but can any of that be proven? Yeah, I'm talking to you, bitch. I'm talking to you, you skeptical bitch. I love you too. I'm skeptical as fuck too. And yeah, you can look it up. Yes, this is all fact. This is all checked out. Okay? Now, smoke it if you got it, please. They say ground offensive. And they say, don't be shocked, because what you're going to see you've never seen before is going to be hard to comprehend. Listen, I read Leila Khaled's autobiography. I know exactly what that means. That means they're going to kill all the kids. That's their problem. Their entire problem with Gaza is that 70% of the population is under 16. That's their problem. Their problem is that they keep killing them, but they keep growing up anyway. That's their problem. But you know, kids are smart. They'll hide. They're small. They'll get away from the bombs. They'll run. They'll figure it out. They always do. But if you put people on the ground, they're not going to be able to get away from you. You're going to search them out and you're going to kill them all. Because what is the point of a ground offensive in a place that is full of civilians? They're treating Gaza like it's where Hamas is. That's not true. We know that. Gaza elected Hamas as their ruling authority under free and fair elections. Also fact, look up Gaza in Crisis by Noam Chomsky and Ilan Pape. But a ground offensive against a civilian population, I want you to really think about that. A ground offensive in Fallujah was a ground offensive against a civilian population who was heavily armed, ex-military, and had enough of the American military over there fucking being cowboys. They had had enough. Okay, so that's a ground offensive against an armed now civilian force. This is just civilians, bro. This is women and kids and shit. You're already doing everything possible for women and kids to die. You bombed the biggest hospital. You bombed the power plant. You won't let medicine in. The women and the kids are going to die anyway. What's the ground offensive for? Think about it. Because what was the reason for using knives at Sabra and Shentilla? What was the reason? So they could kill as many people with as little noise as possible to clear the place completely. This is ethnic cleansing. This is the Fourth Reich. This is happening in your time. It's happening in front of your face. God, I'm so fucking happy that I started this podcast way back then when I did. Because what the fuck? I have been telling you this is coming. This is going to happen in front of your face. You keep thinking those trains aren't going to train again. They are. Those trains are going to get filled with people again. Those chambers are going to get filled with people again. There is mass genocide happening here. Don't be confused by who's doing the killing. Stop it. If it was any other group of people in the world, you would not even hesitate to call this genocide. Apartheid plus bombing and a ground offensive? Listen, say what you will about the Boers. Were they fucking F-16 bombing the shit out of the shanty towns in South Africa or what? Am I missing something? Like, not that it wasn't fucking terrible. It was fucking horrible in every way. But ground offensives? Every few years you want to bomb the shit out of it? Like, you're at war? You're at war with who? You're at war with who? Who? Invading a place and constantly pushing borders back is not war. This is not a ground offensive. You can't have a ground offensive against a civilian population. This is genocide. And you know what's so funny? As I'm talking about this, I got a fucking notification from StockX that said, it's UGG season again. There is actual fucking evil rising in the world. And we're thinking about the Uggs we're going to get. Because we have been detached from reality. We have been put in a bubble of fantasy and make-believe. And we are forced to live in it. And they keep trying to sell us the metaverse, but we're already in it. Hollywood is the metaverse, and American culture has been stuck in it for the better part of 100 years at least, when it really took hold. And that bubble creates certain deficiencies, like staying out of the sun would, because you have no real air contact with the real world. You develop certain lacks, lack of empathy, lack of connection, lack of curiosity, I find to be the most rampant. You don't want to know what's going on. And so it is UGG season. You know, I could do today, I could sit down and do a video about unboxing a pair of new mini Uggs. And because of analytics and because of the way trends work, that video would probably do well, better than any tarot video I've ever made. Because, you know, it's Ugg season. This bubble that creates these deficiencies within us, it is poisonous. And it has murderous spikes on the outside of it that you don't see or feel. But your ability to adapt and live inside this bubble that you have been forced into, are you beginning to see some similarities here? You can't help but be in it now. And you can't help that it has really, really sharp spikes on the outside of it, and that it rolls over and impales and poisons and kills everything in its path. You can't help that because you're in the bubble. You're in the ether. You're in that special air, in that bubble where nothing can reach you and everything is a movie, a fantasy. I had a girl pierce my ears the other day, and when she was talking to me, she said, God, I love your accent. I feel like we're in a movie. And I thought to myself, yeah, that's what American culture is main character energy all the time. And most films, you know, are main character driven, and most films are American, or the ones that seem to make it are American. That bubble, that ether, that main character energy that we live in, it precludes us from humanity. And I think we need to really think about that. See, I like to bring this up now because it's very relevant. Hitler didn't kill that many people in Germany, not even Jews. Hitler killed a lot of people in Poland, a lot of Jews in Russia, a lot in the, right? In that Eastern European area. Why do you think he did that? Because it's like, it's like Caesar starting all these wars way, way far away in barbarian territory. Rome doesn't know what's going on. If the fight was at Rome's doorstep, they'd be really pissed about it, right? It's out of sight, out of mind. We didn't know. We didn't know what was going on with those trains. We didn't know what was going on with those camps. We didn't know what was going on at Auschwitz. We didn't know. We were in Germany. We were minding our business. It seemed okay. It seemed like, you know, there was a thing that happened and then it was over and, you know. It's that same bubble. And let's not forget who invented TV. There's a really, really fascinating documentary about it. The Nazis invented TV. The Nazis invented TV for their soldiers who were laid up, and they realized that they were restless, and if left to their own devices, having to be laid up and restless, it was causing a lot of trouble. So they came up with this closed circuit screen that they could watch while they were laying around, and they started putting different things on there. And they put fluoride in their water, and they made them watch TV. And they realized the combination of the two kept them real fucking calm. Are we getting any warmer? Is it starting to make sense to you? Maybe you should smoke something. Maybe that would help. Oh, I'm so glad I got that message because I was going to fucking kill somebody. Anyway, also drink something. No? Yes? Yeah. So, they're going to kill everybody. And you're not going to know. And the news won't tell you about it. And they're going to keep lying to you, just like they've been lying to you, just like they insist on lying to you. And you know what I'm afraid of?
I'm afraid they're going to drop a nuclear bomb over there. I'm afraid they're going to nuke Gaza or the West Bank. I don't know why. I can't shake it. Why did those aliens make that crop circle with the solar eclipse? Why? Why? I don't know. They are going to decimate it. And I think they think it will make the problem go away. But if history has taught us anything, then it is that the oppressed are very resilient. Because the oppressed have been through something you have not been through. They now have experience you will never have, even if you are the aggressor. You will still not gain as much as you will gain from being aggressed upon, because now I know how you are and what you do, and I've experienced it and I'm hardened to it. You are creating super soldiers over there by doing this type of shit. You think they're not going to go house to house and slit everybody's fucking throat? They've done it before twice, bro. That's verifiable too, you cynical bitch. But it's all kids. Don't let them lie to you. It's all kids. They want to kill the kids. The kids are the problem. And they cut off they blew up the power plant because they want everybody's phones to run out. So when they go house to house and slit everybody's throat, there's no record of it. What's sick is, and I've always had this ability, I can see exactly what they're doing. I've always been able to see right through the Israelis. I don't know why. I have a friend who's a jewelry maker who's Israeli. She said to me the other day, she said, if you were walking around in Israel, I would think you were a Lebanese Jew. Or I would probably just think you're Israeli. And I was like, She was like, you think like us. I was like, yeah. I do, actually. I see you. I see you. I see the plot. I see the plot. It's taken too long, you know? You're supposed to kill enough people and imprison enough men and fucking traumatize everybody long enough that like 20 years, it should be enough. Put, kaput, five more years. 20 years, Gaza, it's been a prison. Come on, wipe it away. Let's get some development going on. Let's get some civilization over there. Come on. They got 5 years left. Yeah, it's not working out, is it? Now 70% of the population under fucking 16. What do you mean? What do you mean? There's going to be a problem for another 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We can't keep doing this. It's fucking taking too long. Of course I can understand it. I grew up in New York. I grew up around this shit. Business is business, baby. Business is business. That's how we got here. I hope you realize that. Listen, you could be mad about it. You could be upset with me. You could be however you want to be. But if there's one thing I understand, it's that mentality. Business is business. This is taking too long. They're never gonna, like, listen, we can't ever let them have any power. We can't ever let them have any resources. We can't ever let them have any fucking money. Because if they do, they're gonna turn that place into a little paradise. People are gonna start coming there. People are gonna start talking about it. People are gonna start taking fucking photos and shit. Fucking Instagram shit's gonna start happening. Are you kidding? Then these people are gonna start telling them what we do to them, how we keep them here, and people are gonna start looking at the checkpoints and all this. Fuck this. We can't let them have anything. Word will get out. But if we don't let them have anything, instead of getting worse, they're getting crazier. Gotta do something about this. We don't give them any water. We're not letting medicine in. And it's been going on for years and years. Remember, Israeli Prime Minister said 10 years ago, we're going to put the Palestinians on a diet. We're only going to allow in as much food as they need to survive. They calculated it out according to caloric intake of every person. That's also verifiable, you fucking bitch. You would think after all that, they'd at least stop fucking. Jesus Christ, we're not giving them enough food for them to be fucking and having kids. How the fuck are they still having kids? Why the fuck won't they just die the fuck out? Only place in the world that got that many kids locked up, tortured. Only place in the world where that many men come out of prison paralyzed from the waist down. Truly monstrous. And this is stuff we've been sitting on for 20 years. Are you kidding? That website, If Americans Only Knew, that's been around for fucking ever. The YouTube channel, If Americans Only Knew, that shit's been around forever. Those videos will make your fucking heart jump out of your chest. That's it. You're done. How do you think I got this way? I've been looking at this shit. I'm not talking about people talking to me. I'm talking about real life fucking videos. I've been watching these videos for 20 years going, yo, why doesn't anyone, like, why don't y'all give a shit about what's going on with that? I'm so confused. Are we all being collectively, socially bullied by one group of people? Because listen, I get it. You got jumped once a long time ago. But if you don't stop beating the shit out of this one person, like, I get it. You got jumped and we all feel bad for you. And it was terrible. And we feel for you. But why do you keep beating the shit out of this person? Like, what did they do? They didn't jump you. Yo, just by the way, y'all be acting like the Palestinians did it. White people killed y'all. Remember? Hitler was white. The Nazis were white. Now all of a sudden, Israelis are white? Now all of a sudden, the alt-right and the Israelis get along? I'm so fucking confused. This has nothing to do with religion. I'm telling you, Zionism has nothing to do with religion. This is fucking business. This is economics. Gotta get these fucking people off that fucking real estate, bro. It's cramping our style. We could be doing so much with it. We could be the fucking Riviera of the Middle East. Instead, we got this fucking problem. These fucking people, they won't go away. And you know, we don't give them enough water to fucking bathe. And then we teach our kids from the time they're 3 years old on up that these fucking people, they don't wash. They're animals. They're dirty. But Uggs are in, bro. Yo, those mini Uggs, though, they're mad cute. The brown ones, the chocolate brown ones, mad cute. People be like, why don't you do a pod on this? Why don't you do a pod on that? Yo, you can ask me to make a Scorpio video, Aries video all day. I'll be like, yeah, I'll get right to it. This right here? This is what Hemingway called sitting down at the computer and bleeding. This is fucking art. Thank God my bathroom's nice because I'm here in the bathroom on some fucking Van Gogh shit. I'm on some like fucked up artist shit. Like this shit has me fucked up. This is happening in real time. And I've been screaming this shit since I was fucking 10 years old. This is happening in real time. We need to fucking stop this. We can't let this keep happening. This is not okay. This is wrong. It doesn't matter where they're from. There's mad Palestinian Christians. You guys, hello, stop. You don't think there's fucking Christians in Gaza? The fact that you guys are fine with fucking bombs being dropped on innocent Muslims is sick in and of itself. Just because this, like, because of one group of people who were super fucking oppressed and lost everything, they suicide bombed another group of people who took everything from them. And from that, you took that and you made that our whole fucking identity as people. That's like me looking up the fucking pedophile numbers among white men and just deciding that from now on, blanket, all fucking white men everywhere, anywhere are all pedophiles. That's what you guys did to us. And then you systemically went country to country and you invaded and brutalized the population so you could turn us exactly into what you were showing us in this etheric Hollywood bubble that we were already. It's very well done. They got you so fucking turned around that you're fucking happy that they're fucking turning a civilian area into rubble, fam. This is what the Geneva Conventions were written about. This is what those laws were written about. This is what happened because the Nazis were doing this shit. You realize that, right? That Geneva Convention shit happened because of what the Nazis were fucking doing. This is what the Nazis were fucking doing. This is how why we came up with rules of engagement and rules of war that we all agreed to and said, hey, let's not let this shit happen again, okay? And why? It's not even like, come on. You think that shit happened in Geneva and it was for the greater good? Nah, that's self-serving shit right there. Drink something. The logic is simply this. If we allow this level of violence in civilian neighborhoods, that causes a domino effect on everything around it. And it also causes an extreme imbalance of power with whomever you're supposed to be an ally with. There's no balance of power that can be maintained when you allow one country to do this kind of carte blanche destruction. It's not allowed for many reasons, huh? And that's what they're doing. And now they said it's going to be a ground offensive. And it's going to be, you're going to be unable to comprehend. That means we're going to kill kids. I'm telling you. Like I said, I know how they fucking think. I know the words they use. Because it's Hollywood shit. I grew up around this shit. I've been dissecting this shit my whole life. I see it in the movies. I see it in the business, in the industry side. I know this. Telling you days before they send in a ground offensive that it's going to be unable, you will not be able to comprehend what we're going to do, is already telling you we're going to kill children because ain't nobody else there. Hello. If you're sending in a ground offensive to a place that's 70% children, who are you going to kill? Come on. That's my favorite part, though. That part, the part of like we're the victims. It's so perfect. It's such a... It's smart, man. It's smart. It's smart. Because you got the shield in front of you that says, I'm the victim. And you got fucking sniper holes in the shield. And you just sniping everybody. It's very smart. It's very, very smart. But how long does it last? Because you know what I see happening? Along with all this fucking atrocity I see happening, I also see something else happening. I see a lot of people who couldn't give a fuck and didn't know what Gaza was all of a sudden starting to be like, wait a minute. How long has this been going on? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that they've been doing what for the past 20 years? Wait. How's that legal? Wait. With the shit that was just going on in Ukraine, we spent billions of dollars. Wait. Yeah. A lot of people got a lot of explaining to do, right? But it requires you to pop this fucking bubble you live in. Listen, I'm sorry. You could still be the main character, but you need to be in a big pond with big fish. You can't keep being in this little pond with big fish in a little pond. This shit is whack. This shit is corny. Pop that bubble. This is not Hollywood. Hollywood is a fucking lie. The news is a fucking lie. Every fucking person that you see that's being paid to tell you what's going on is lying their fucking ass off. This is the beginning. I told you this years ago with Yemen. These are all proxy wars that were started because this is the world war. This is it. This is the Fourth Reich. It has risen. It's happening in front of you. And you will be judged. You will be condemned by the hands of time, by the fingers of time pointing at you in accusation. Throughout eternity, you will be seen as the people who let this shit happen. Just like we look at the fucking Germans. Listen, the Germans can be as Buddhistic as they want to. They can cover that country in fucking saffron silk if they want to. Nothing's wiping that blood away. That's not how blood works. Just ask fucking Lady Macbeth. Okay? Germany's been having their out damn spot moment for a long time. And they keep using saffron robes to try to, you know, they're like, oh, saffron silk, maybe this will clean the blood away. No, it won't clean the blood away, Klaus. That blood is on there permanently. And now it happens again. Now that same fascism, that same monstrosity, that same evil rises again. And it rises to do the same thing, same playbook. Wall off a group of people, massacre them. I mean, listen, again, it's not original, but it's effective. Business is business. It is what it is. You know what I love, though? I love seeing white people acting like this is the first thing that's happened over there. I love seeing white people react to this situation with this, like, forced empathy. Yo, I saw a bitch trying to make herself cry on camera. I was like, I cannot. Like, even misery, even like wanting sympathy is something like that has to be manufactured right now. Because look at what the fuck is going on. Yo. You know, and this is the crux of what I mean to say, what it's taken me 40 minutes to get out. And I think it's part of the reason that I've had a little like trouble here and there over the past few years. Israel can decimate Gaza. I think it has every intention on it. Israel can nuke Gaza. Israel can go house to house and cut everybody's throat. And they may feel in some respect that this will render them victorious. But here's the thing. Something fundamental has shifted. We don't think the way we used to anymore. Pluto's so done. No matter how many people they kill, no matter what justification they give you for it, the war, all war, is actually based on sentiment. It's based on emotions. The war is already won, which is why they're reacting so badly, which is why they're making really, really foolish decisions and coming up with really wonky, foolish ideas. Because the war is won. The war is a war of public opinion. The war is a... And this will not turn the tide as it's meant to, back that way. It won't. That's the real war being fought here. Everything else is just to sway those emotions back that way. But no matter what you say, my father always says this, you can count on people to be themselves. They always will be. It doesn't matter what you say, it matters what you do. No matter how the sentiment is meant to be shifted, no matter how the narrative is meant to be controlled, Pluto wants humanity now. Pluto looks at everything and you look through Pluto's eyes and you say, no, 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 this is deeper than that. Don't give me some fucking Hollywood version of what the fuck is actually going on over there? And how long has it been going on? And what the fuck? The war has already been won. The sentiment, the cool, those in the know, everybody has shunned Israel. It's true. they have become, I'm telling you, from that echelon, I'm telling you, from that, you know, rarefied air, I'm telling you, in the circles that I sit in and in the circles I have access to, Israel has become persona non grata, and this will not change that. There is no way to win the sentiment back with violence, even if it's vengeance. It will not shift the metrics the way it's supposed to. And that is what the problem really is. Because of social media, I'm telling you, the world has already become the metaverse. Everything is about metrics. Metrics can predict if you will gain or lose territory. I'm sure there's an AI out there that can tell you, based on opinions floated on the internet today. I'm sure there is some AI, some algorithm, something that can extrapolate for you how that in real time leads to loss and gain of land or stature in the world or say in the world or your GDP, or it's all quantifiable now. You can cross-reference all these things. You can figure things out. You know if you're smart, which they are. You know how the public sentiment shifting, and not just shifting a little bit, shifting wildly in the opposite direction, to the point where it's become cool. This is a problem. Maybe the way to fix this is the only way we've ever known how to fix anything. Let's make them look like animals. And then, while we have the chance right now, destroy them. Hey, there are too many people liking these people. Can we get somebody to kill this guy? Because this is bad for business. What's this guy saying? Pay the taxes. Did this guy say pay the taxes? Did this guy fucking say take out your coin? Is that Caesar's face on the coin? If it's Caesar's coin, give it back to Caesar. Did this motherfucker say pay your taxes? Does he know we're trying to fucking get out of here? Judea is not going to pay taxes. Can someone kill this too? Why are we letting this happen? This is bad for business. Ain't it though? The Christians come in and they're like, there's more to life than business. More to life, bro. Put on some sandals. Smoke some weed, man. Like, every Christian I've ever met that's like real Christian in their heart is like a total stoner, whether they're stoners or not. They're just like, come on in, man. Every Christian, male or female, if they've got Christ in their heart, I swear to God, they just act like stoners. It's like, you want something to eat or drink, man? You want to sit down? Let's talk a little, man. Like, and at some point it'll come around to like, and the Lord is working in my life, you know? The Lord is making things that, like, the Lord's real present in the Christian life, right? Jews are like, it's bad for business. Christians are like, taking it easy, man. The Lord is doing his thing, you know. The Lord is my shepherd, dude. I'm out here sheeping it up, you know. Here come the Muslims. The Muslims are like, sheep. We need some sheep. We have a holy day coming up. Do you have any real sheep? We need some sheep. What are you going to do with the sheep, man? We're going to kill them. We're going to hang them upside down and drain them of their blood. To you know that guy over there doing business? To honor his God. Yeah, that guy. He's our friend too. He's your friend, man? I don't think he's your friend, man. No, he is. We're family. I don't know, man. That guy was saying he hates you, man. No, we are. We're family. Me too. You and me too. We're cousins. I don't know, man. I don't know if we're cousins. No, we are. We're family. How's your mom? What? Right? Muslims are the one crashing the party. Like, hey, hi, I'm your cousin. Don't piss me off though. You see? And a bunch of, and I think, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Hot take. Listen, if we can't laugh about it, what do we get? Listen, this is how I get. I don't know if you really, but if you stress me out enough, I get funny. This is my hot take. You want to hear my hot take? My hot take is that the reason this has been going on so long is because the Palestinians are such a beautiful mix of Christians and Muslims. Like, they're like the chillest. I think that's why this has been going on so long. I'm laughing because my heart is breaking, okay? In case you're wondering why I'm laughing. It's because they're the chillest, because they're fucking all mixed up with Christians, and Christians got that stoner vibe, man. They got that Jesus vibe, you know? So, like, the Muslims have been around those Christians for so long, they're all just like, hey, man, this is fucked up, man. This is fucked up. Like, what's happening, man? What's happening? The Jews are like, business. Business is happening. This is business. This is like a melange of Christians and Muslims. They're like, yeah, man, but, like, it doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to. We've been doing this for a long time. Just come do it like we're doing. Nope. Nope. We're going to do it our way. Why? Why are you doing it your way? Why? This way has been working for thousands of years. Do it our way. Nope. Nope. No, this white guy killed a bunch of us and we're here to do it our way. Okay, well, go do it over there. No, we're going to do it right here on top of you. In your homes. Get out. Wait, what? See, stoner vibes. Stoner vibes were like, okay, all right, you're going to give the homes back? Or, yeah, we're going to renovate them and give them back. That's fucking verifiable, bitch. Look it up. We're going to renovate them, give them back. We're going to make you some roads. You can come back to your house. Okay, cool, man. Cool. And these Muslims have been hanging out with these Christian stoners for so long. We're like, yeah, cool, man. Cool, cool. Okay, all right. I'm not really trusting this, but okay, yeah, I got you. And here we are. Because say what you will. Say what you will. That Christian-Muslim sprinkling happens in southern Spain as well. It makes people real fucking chill. It makes people chill the fuck out. These people be real fucking chill. Right? It's not what happened in Iraq. It's not what happened in Afghanistan. It's not generally what happens. So what I'm trying to say, it's even more heartbreaking than you realize, because you're not even dealing with, like, you know, fucking off the wall, like Pakistanis in Kashmir willing to, like, fucking kill everybody for everything. Like, you're not dealing with us. You're dealing with this, like, real, real beautiful, gentle group of people who are all mixed up, Jews, Christians, Muslims. They've been living over there forever for so long. They so fucking chill. I know that a huge part of why it's taken so long for this to come to a head is because, like, the Palestinian personality is just shell-shocked. Like, huh? They so chill down into their souls. They literally just like, what the fuck is going on, bro? Like, you see it in them all the time. They just be like, what? What are you doing? What is this? You know, that's not the normal Muslim mentality, I'm telling you. Cause I'm from a little more east, you feel me? Like, the Muslim mentality is like war. Then it's war. Then you see me, you see how fucking worked up I get sometimes about shit. Then it's war. Then it's war. Come then. Remember what the Iraqi said in that Michael Moore documentary? The Iraqi woman in the hijab, in the burqa? She said, come. If the Americans think they'll come, come. Come. Come to Baghdad. We'll wash the streets with their blood. Oof, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Like, this is what I'm talking about. You feel me? Like, then it's war. These people are like, you know, they're like, no, Bethlehem's right there. We got Nablus over here. These people, they're like, they're the most gentle. They're the fucking descendants of the Essene, for God's sake. Like, no pun intended, different religion and everything, still a pun. But, like, you know, Jesus was in the Essene. These people are the descendants of the Essene. They chill as fuck. They chill as fuck. And you just shooting them like fish in a fucking barrel. They didn't even fucking do nothing. Go after those Hamas people. Find those Hamas strongholds. This fucking bullshit propaganda we keep hearing. Oh, we're bombing the Hamas strongholds. The fucking power plant. The hospital? No, you're breaking Geneva Convention laws. And you're doing it left and right. There are war crimes being committed right now. This is it. This is it. The Fourth Reich isn't rising. It has risen. It's here. We're in it now, okay? We're in it now. Now there are things that you need to know, that you need to understand. I told you about that bulletproof clothing. You guys clowned me for many reasons. And that's okay, because I forgive you. But I'm still right. You got to figure something out. Because our money is paying for this. Our money is paying for fucking Joe Biden fucking laundering that shit out to his own family, using Ukraine as the biggest fucking money. That place has been in the center of money laundering for the past 35 years. Yo. We getting milked to the bone left and right so these fucking people can line their pockets and start wars and kill innocent people. And we just sitting around fucking watching TV. In this fucking disgusting bubble. And I'll tell you something about the ether in that Hollywood bubble. It stinks. You just nose blind to it. You can't fucking smell that shit no more. It's rancid in there. Because it's all you, 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 you. What about more about you? More about you? I want to watch Love is Blind because I want to see where I would react in a situation like that. No, you don't. You want to fucking read the fucking newspaper if you can find one that's not biased. And you want to find out what's going on in the world. Because here's the thing. Now that it's the Fourth Reich, right? Let me tell you something. You know the biggest mistake people made with the Third Reich? The biggest mistake that people made was thinking that it was far away. People didn't realize the fucking Nazis were there until they were on their fucking doorstep. Because everybody fucking underestimated that little man. You think it's far away. It's not. You think because if you're sitting in a continent surrounded by water, you're safe. You're not. You think if you're sitting in some affluent European country that's a little bit far from the Middle East, that you say, you're not. This is a sentiment that is rising. The bombing and the ground offensive against civilians, this is a sentiment. This is setting a precedent once again. We reset this already once, twice. Hello. Here it is again. And what did I tell you? When a man sits on the throne of England, there is war. That throne gets soaked in blood. I don't know why, but it just keeps happening. I'm not saying it's Charles's fault. I'm just saying that seems to be the fucking pattern. So we have some choices to make. Friends. It's time to go very underground with a lot of shit. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. But I'll be back to talk more about that later. War is coming. Act accordingly. And also, on a personal note, I love you and I've missed you. Did you miss me? I missed you a lot. A lot, a lot. I'm sorry I haven't been around. I get very quiet when I'm in pain. I seem to actually disappear when I'm in pain. Apparently, it's what alpha chimps do in the wild as well. But I'm back. Ha ha! And things begin to heat up now, and this is why we're here, and this is why you're here, and this is why we were always meant to be here, so suit the fuck up. Because I don't know what happens next, but I know you gotta have your suit on. That I know. Start parking your car backwards, please, so you can pull out of a situation when you need to. Start
start thinking, get a fucking burner phone, fam. That's not like a smartphone. Keep it in your car. Keep it at your house. If you ever need to just run with it, drop your phone, grab that phone, buy a SIM on the road, on the way. You understand what I'm saying? There's things. We're going to talk about it. But you feel my vibe? It's your girl, DJ Narc. I love you.